Good afternoon, everyone. Surprise preacher. Surprise me as well. But this is one of my favourite spots in the Word of God, and it's been a blessing to me. Now, we did touch on this briefly this morning about Abraham and his son Isaac. But we see that God is testing Abraham to see if he's faithful, to see if he's obedient. And he says to him, take your son, your only son Isaac. Now we know that Abraham already had another son, Ishmael. And Ishmael was about 12 years old, I think he was. But we see here the only son. And this is pointing toward the Son of Promise. And this is pointing toward the Lord Jesus Christ, because Isaac is a picture of Christ, God's only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, go into the land of Moriah, as we've seen that they were living at Beersheba. Beersheba is way down south in the desert, south end of Israel. And going up to Moriah, and we understand Moriah is where Jerusalem is now stands. And so offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I'll tell you. So this is the son of promise that God had promised to Abraham, and by this son, all the nations of the earth are going to be blessed. And so how is he going to be blessed of the whole world if he's dead? However, Abraham, the next morning, verse 3, Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his axe, and took two of the young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. And on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. It's interesting that it's 3 days' journey, and the Lord Jesus was in the tomb for 3 days. If you go through the scriptures, there's several different places where it says 3 days. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again. The young men, this is the picture of the world, the unsaved. Abraham left the young men behind with the ass, and we remember that when the Lord Jesus Christ was on the cross, darkness come upon the land so that the world could not see the Lord Jesus on the cross. There was darkness there, and the eyes of the world, the ungodly, were shielded, and they could not see, or they could see him, but very, very vaguely, I understand. And so Abraham took the wood and the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. Now, Isaac, to carry the wood, enough wood for a burnt offering, must have been quite a big load. So Isaac wasn't just a boy, he was a young man, most likely a teenager. And he took the fire in his hand. I imagine that would have been a charcoal fire. So I always imagine it was a flaming torch, but then I realised, well, it most likely would have been charcoal fire and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, my father, and he said, Here I am, my son. Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Now, this wood that Isaac is carrying, this is points toward the Lord Jesus Christ when he carried his own cross to the crucifixion. So we see the judgment of the world where the Lord Jesus was going to be crucified for our sins. And he said, here I am, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? The fire speaks of the judgment of God. And the knife speaks of the word of God, as you read in Ephesians. And so we have the judgment, the word of God, and we also have the lamb for the burnt offering. And we read in Genesis where Cain and Abel brought their offerings before the Lord. Cain brought vegetables or produce of the ground, whereas Abel brought a lamb from his flock. And this lamb also looks toward, as we also saw this morning, the Passover lamb, and then later on, the Lord Jesus Christ was to be the Lamb of the world, which takes away the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world. And verse 8, and Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them together. So they don't have a lamb, but Abraham believes that God has a plan. And such as is for us today. We often don't know just what God has planned for us, but we believe that God has circumstances where we can't even see, but by faith we follow after God's leading. That could be through the scriptures, through the word of God, through the testimony or counsel of other believers. So we see that God had a plan for Abraham and for his son. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Now, as we say that Isaac must have been a young man to be able to carry that wood, Abraham was an old man. And surely, if Isaac wasn't going to be burnt alive, he could have withstood his father. And he said, I'm not going to get on that altar. He could have resisted. And we see the Lord Jesus Christ, when he went to the crucifixion, and the disciples earlier on says, why are you going to Jerusalem? Don't you know that they're going to kill you there? And he still went, because this is God's plan for the salvation of the world, for each and every one who would put their trust in Christ Jesus. There was no other way that we could be saved other than the Lord Jesus Christ would die on that cross and was raised on the third day. And so Isaac was tied up and laid upon the altar on the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Verse 11, and an angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, nor do anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Now we see that Isaac was saved from death. But the Lord Jesus Christ, he went the whole way to the cross. As we remember that it was before Pontius Pilate, he was flogged and beaten. And that he actually died. But here Isaac was freed from death. But in fact, in Abraham's heart and mind, that Isaac had died, and now he's given back to him in life. And we see that and Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up as a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. Well, that's Jehovah will provide. God has provided a way of escape for each and every one who will willingly follow after him. God has provided this means that we should experience eternal life if we're truly obedient with repentance and faith in Christ alone. For there's no other name given under heaven by which we must be saved. The Lord Jesus Christ, the only way we can know eternal life and forgiveness of sins. So Abraham took the ram and offered him up as a burnt offering instead of his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, "Because by myself I have sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice." Now we understand that throughout the world, the Jewish people are millions and millions. But further afield, we see that each and every person who has put their trust in Christ is a son of Abraham. Spiritually, we who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ are sons of Abraham, or sons and daughters. And this thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And so, the gate, the enemies of us is the gate of Satan, the gates of hell. And we have that authority to oppose Satan. We have that authority because the blood of Jesus Christ, which is shed upon Calvary 2,000 years ago, this blood is still sufficient for each and every one to trust in day by day. And we have this joy to know that nothing the devil can do can succeed against us as long as we trust in Christ day by day. And week by week and year by year, if the Lord tarries until he comes again. And thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. As the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was taken up into heaven, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, says that you shall be my witnesses, first in Samaria, then first in Jerusalem, then Samaria, and then to the uttermost parts of the earth. And so the word of God has gone to the four corners of the world in many nations, and so many different places people have put their trust in Christ because of the testimony of Abraham, the testimony of the believers right down through the ages to this very day. And this joy that we can have, because thou hast obeyed my voice. So this same challenge goes out to each of us today. If are we willing to obey the word of God and go out in his name and be a blessing unto everyone. We'll just pray, and perhaps we could sing hymn number 400. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for this opportunity to discover the things of the Lord and how these things are recorded in the scriptures for our benefication, for our salvation, and also that we should be able to explain these same things unto others who also believe. We do pray for your help as we be a testimony here at Wilson, and be a testimony too for those around about us in the coming days until we meet again, should the Lord tarry. We commit in your care and keeping those of us who have loved ones who are unsaved. We think of those who would be here tonight but are not able because of one reason or another. We think especially of the elderly, and we pray that you would keep them and bless them in comfort and strength. We do commit in your care and keeping likewise as we travel to our homes in safety. We do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.